Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And I'm Dr. Mike, Michael Wolfeld, naturopath, staff naturopath with Purium Health Products. And I'm here with Joel Calandrillo, who's one of our great supporters down in Weston, Florida. How you doing, Joel?
Excellent. How about yourself?
Excellent. Most fine.
Great.
So we're going to talk, you know, we like to keep these calls to 30 minutes because we know everyone is busy, busy, busy. And we want to talk about, obviously, the our new product, Love, which, of course, has had a lot of talk going on, which is good. And Joel's going to give us his testimonial, and then I'm going to answer some questions that have been very common questions that have popped up. And in fact, I've heard them over and over and over again. So hopefully this will be the kind of thing that can be referred to by, you know, by your clients and your members when these kind of questions pop up. So, Joel, tell us what Love has done for your life.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a long time since I've seen anything even remotely close to what this product is. Lots of great ingredients that I've been using for probably over 10 years now, all in one place. And what I really love about this Love is that really easy, really convenient, and it really works. So much respect and, you know, props to Mr. David Sandoval for finally coming out with something that really hits home with myself. I love all the products in the Purium line, but it's kind of nice just to be able to get up in the morning, you know, shake up 2 to 4 scoops of the Love and throw some I love using the coconut milk with it. I also like using water with one of the tropic coconut flavors, which is really, really incredible on ice. It just reminds me of like a pina colada. It's just really tasty. And the thing about this that I really love is my wife actually has pretty much been inconsistent with a lot of the products, but she uses them on kind of a, you know, she'll use like the Mastermino and she'll go into the astaxanthin and she'll use the cherry and she kind of like flip-flops between all the products. And she's been very, very consistent on this product every single day, which I really love. So,
that's excellent, Joel. And you know, one thing I want to mention just to I think it's really it's a good statement to make that this product represents an amazing synergy of many, many people cooperating and getting the job done. And we actually, as Amy said, I think a couple weeks ago, you know, we actually got the product Love out on schedule. And for those of you who are not aware of what it takes to get a product out, it's a lot of work and a lot of effort. And it was only because of so many people participating and doing tasks. You know, we give Dave credit because, you know, he of course is our formulator. But Dave couldn't do any of this if it weren't for all the people that make it happen. And so I just want you all to be aware of the fact that we really have a wonderful staff of folks that are supporting the efforts behind all of you. And that should make you feel really good, not only because of the product being good, but because you can count on the fact that, you know, we are the manufacturer and we're bringing you the best quality we possibly can at a fair price, which to me is like everything in today's world.
Well, do you want me to continue, Doctor?
Go right ahead.
Okay, great. So being the fact, you know, I do holistic health counseling here in Weston, and this is also great for my clients to give them kind of a protein shake, because everyone these days is doing a protein shake, whether it be whey, soy, hemp, pea protein, all different proteins that are out there. They don't know kind of like where to turn and what to use. And you know, once you show them a product of this nature that has these types of, you know, organic ingredients, you know, that's totally vegan, that has, you know, raw elements to it, which are incredible, gluten-free, soy-free, what else, dairy-free. I mean, just the fact that before each ingredient in this product that you see organic is absolutely amazing. Some of the top nutritional meals out there, I won't mention any of the names, but they're filled with synthetic and isolates. They're filled with maltodextrin and, you know, citric acid and all different binders. There's fillers.
Worse than that, they're full of plastic and, yeah, who knows what else.
Glass and everything else. And they may have a couple of good ingredients, but in more cases than none, the kind of bad outweighs the good. So what are you really getting? You have to know your source. You know, one of the reasons of being with Purium is that we have a company that is, you know, can't be touched by anyone in this whole business, in this whole industry of health and wellness, that our products are pure. You know, our products are great. They work. And, you know, between you and David and Amy, we have such a great team using a product like this, coming, you know, coming forth and being able to, you know, have people use one thing that works is groundbreaking. You know, it's been a little bit of a challenge and a little difficult in the past couple of years getting people to get on a regimen of a certain protocol with products. And now that this could be the foundation of your diet, of your meal, you know, of your day, and start this out once a day and then maybe move up to twice a day. What
mm-hmm.
I, you know, a thing that I really like to do and a lot of my people that I've gotten the product to are doing is instead of doing four scoops, we're doing two scoops 2 to 3 times a day.
Right, and I do that too. Yeah, see, I find that works really well for me. If I do all four scoops, I'm a small person like you are, and if I do all four scoops, it's like it's almost too much.
I can't finish it.
Me too.
It's a little too heavy, but some people love it. You know, if you put it into a smoothie, and I have people doing four scoops as well, but more so with the two scoops. And it's so easy. Like, I really call this, like, this is the entree. This is the entree on your plate, and you could pretty much put any type of sauce on top of it, you know,
right.
Meaning, you know, if you want to throw some fruit and some other additional nuts and berries and, you know, and kind of make a smoothie with it, if you just want to add water to it, I mean, that's when I think you would up the scoops if it was just plain water to thicken it and make it sweeter. But if you're going to use, like, any type of coconut milk or almond milk or hemp milk, I definitely advise using unsweetened because...
No, absolutely.
Sweet, it just is way too sweet for me. But some people like it super sweet. I mean, you know, that's the beauty of it, that... David and yourself, Michael, have given you know all of us the ingredients to use.
You can have it. You can have it any way you want, which is really unique.
Right. And
now, John, one thing I really want to stress right now, because you just hit something, and I think this is a question that has come up many, many times. You know, this is healthy fast food. There's no question about it. I mean, you can't make it faster than this. I mean, you put the scoops in a shaker with some water, you shake, and you've really got a meal. But one of the things that's crucial for people to realize is that even though this is fast food to prepare, don't make the mistake of gulping it down.
Right.
Because it doesn't work in your bodies. Many people I've talked to end up with gas and all sorts of stuff because they're just drinking this. Put a mouthful, chew it for a couple seconds, and then swallow it because a lot of what's in this product are complex carbohydrates, and carbohydrates start the digestion process in the mouth. So you want the saliva moving with it. And one lady called me back. She says, I can't believe the difference of just doing it slower and chewing it a little bit. And I said, great. I'm glad you're doing it. Because we're all in this fast pace, and we think, okay, I've just got this drink. I'm just going to chug it down. And I also think about it. Well, that's not the what it's intended for. You know, it's designed to enjoy. So let's enjoy it, and you know, slowly and you know, with a sense of appreciation for all the nutrients that's in it. I mean, that to me is what is phenomenal about what Purium represents. Is the American diet is high calorie, low nutrient, whereas THP and all of our products, especially this Love, is incredibly high nutrients and low calories. So you can't ask for a better combination.
What about the flavoring agents that we have for people who are not used to doing, you know, drinks like this, having, you know, super
People love the flavors and they're easy to use.
So it makes
simple,
it
you know,
available for people who, you know, have that really acidic palate with it. You know, they need to have something really sweet like a chocolate or a raspberry, you know, or, you know, tropical coconut, which I mentioned before that I love, but even like the vanilla cheesecake with David Litt was talking about how he takes the vanilla almond milk, the vanilla cheesecake, and puts like I guess all four scoops in, and that's like his dessert, you know, and he's doing that and for his family and stuff. So
the recipes are endless.
So just to kind of just to do a quick recap, it's just that it's the one all that does it all. I mean, I just love the Love. I mean, so easy to use. You get, you know, and one thing about this that's different than anything else that's out there is that once you take it, you feel something from it right after. Everyone that I've given to has the same exact response. They feel the energy. They feel maybe the clearness. Brain fog lifts for some people. Mainly it's an energy thing. They feel energy and they feel very full. So those are two great things to accomplish with a nutritional, you know, supplement, in which we have a nutritional super meal, which in my, you know, experience, like looking out there, I don't see anything else out on the market that's better than this. And I looked at all the major companies.
This is a very good product. There's question about it. It's complete. Now, one thing, Joel, I think it's really important that we say publicly that's being recorded is, you know, we are getting lots of testimonials. I mean, which is great. I mean, people are telling us that, like, this product alone is doing some remarkable things for them in terms of helping them with conditions they have and so on and so forth. And I just want to remind everybody, because this is crucial as a statement of truth and as a statement because it's the right thing to say. This product and every product that we make doesn't heal any disease. Drugs don't heal disease. Doctors don't heal disease. Naturopaths, chiropractors, no one cures or heals disease. Now, the drug company can make statements like, we have a drug that will cure this. Okay, well, that's because the government allows them to say that, but it's still a lie. The only thing that cures the human body is the body itself. But here's the caveat, and this is what's so powerful. The body is prepared to correct any problem that comes along, but we have to cooperate by giving the body the proper tools to work with. And when you start giving the body superfoods and you start giving the body high-nutrient, low-calorie, dense superfoods, the body says, wow, this is amazing. I mean, I can actually do some repair work now. Because let's face it, folks, when anything goes wrong in the body and the repair starts to take place, for that repair to take place, it needs a lot of nutritional support. And sometimes it needs different kinds of things. So obviously, we need to know. And that's part of the job that I have in helping people figure out what's going to be supportive. But I want all of you to realize that when you're talking to folks out there, you don't have to make statements like this product will cure or heal anything, because it won't. But this product and many of the Purium products, all the Purium products, are designed to give the body a nutrient-dense bath so that the body now can start doing its own repair work. You know, so many people are malnourished, and so much disease that we have in the world today is based on the fact that people just don't have enough fuel in their bodies that provides the kind of nutrient levels that are needed. And so that's really what PHP is all about. And I think the love is phenomenal for that because it's a one-stop shop, you know. And I think that's phenomenal. Now, one thing I want to – here's a question that has come up a good dozen times already. And, you know, it's not going to go away. So I'd like to at least publicly get this out there. People are asking about the organic rice protein. They say, okay, well, I'm allergic to rice, maybe, can I use this? Okay, I can tell you from my own experience that, first of all, I am highly allergic to eating brown rice. And the reason is because I ate brown rice 3 times a day for over 10 years, which is not a good thing to do, but that's before I knew any better. And I developed an allergy. Now, I can have this product, and it causes no problems whatsoever. My personal feeling is the reason for that is that this is rice protein, and the aspect of the carbohydrate that is probably what is the allergen is not in there. Okay, so you're getting the rice protein that's been, you know, taken out of the brown rice. And so that should not be a problem for anybody. Now, the other question that has come up many, many times is people see on the label that it has sea kelp and dulse. And a lot of people think that they should be concerned about getting too much iodine. Okay, now, the answer to this is twofold. First of all, if you look on the label, you will notice that sea kelp and dulse are the last two ingredients listed, which means that percentage-wise, they represent the smallest amount of the products that are there. So there's not a lot of kelp or dulse in it. But kelp and dulse both have lots of trace minerals, which is why they've been included. Now, the confusion about iodine is very confusing, and we, one of these days, will have a call just about that, because it's out of sight in terms of how confused people are. The reality is that the majority of the population today have underactive thyroids, and it's because we live in a toxic soup, and the thyroid health, if it doesn't have enough good iodine, it's not going to work. Iodized salt is garbage. That will actually damage the thyroid. But when you have food-grade iodine that's found in kelp and in sea vegetables, that is very beneficial and nutritious. Now, the other thing that is very important for people to realize is that everywhere you turn around, you are being subjected to chlorine, bromine, and fluoride. Now, we're not talking fluorine, we're talking fluoride, because they're putting it in water systems. And the only way that you can counteract that is with iodine and superfoods, because otherwise people have all sorts of symptoms coming up because of too much fluoride, and we can't even control it. Like I said, it's in many people's water systems, and you can't even remove the fluoride easily. So there's no reason for really anyone to be concerned about the kelp that's in here, because kelp does have iodine, but it's a food form of iodine. Your body is only going to use what it needs, and even if your thyroid is overactive, the amount of iodine that's in here is still only minimal, and if anything, it's going to help balance out the chlorine and the fluoride that you're being subjected to. So I hope that those two, you know, questions, you know, are answered, because, like I said, I've talked to quite a few people who have brought that up, and I think it's important. So, Joanne, any other people besides you and your wife that you've heard about in terms of taking this?
Oh, yeah. I have a whole – I was just at a Women Supporting Women Ministries out here in Weston, and I'm working with a bunch of the gals there just, you know, with their diets and stuff. And I have about one lady, Diane, and her husband are having great, great results with it. And actually, the daughter just started taking it today, which is the lead minister there. Really, really good, you know, compliments on how well it tastes and how good they feel on it. And also, my brother just got his yesterday, but I gave him a couple of my samples, and he's doing really well on it. And the really unique thing and cool thing about my brother, he's 23 years old. He moved out here from New York probably 3 months ago. And since the first day he moved out here, he came with his products. He's been using all the products every day for the last 3 months, twice a day for two meals. And he's only eating one meal a day. And he's lost weight, acne's cleared up, muscle has been toned. I mean, he's not working out. He skates. He's a skateboarder, but he sees a lot of definition in his muscles now because he's done the Master Amino. He just feels great, sleeping better. I mean, he's just like, I'll have him be on one of the next calls, and he'll just tell you, I just think it's amazing for a kid in his young 20s, my little bro, how well he's doing on these products, where it's like, you know, pulling teeth for some of the adults, you know, some of the, you know, older folk that we're trying to get, you know, just to live a little healthier and a little better with these superfoods. And here's a perfect example of, some, you know, basically a kid that's doing fantastic.
Well, you know, Joel, I think the other thing, too, that's so neat about the Love product is because it's easy to use and because it can be made to taste really good. I mean, I think it tastes fine just with water, but, you know, we drink all sorts of stuff, so we're not a good, you know, representative of that.
But, swamp juice, so.
Exactly. But, I mean, the fact that we've got these flavorings, the fact that it really does taste good when you start mixing it with coconut water or coconut milk, make a smoothie out of it, even put a little piece of a frozen banana in it. I mean, the choices are endless, and what you're doing is when you recommend this to somebody is the compliance factor goes way up. Because as you know, Joel, and I encountered this time and time again, it doesn't matter how good something is and how good it's going to be for you. If it doesn't get into your body, it don't help you.
Right.
And because Love is so easy to use, the compliance factor is that much higher, which means that if someone's willing to do it a few times, I would say 99% of the people are going to have a positive response, which means that they're going to keep doing it. You know, when people start taking, like, for example, years ago when we first, the only product we had when we first started as a company was, you know, Green Kamut. And frankly, you know, it tastes a little like your front yard the first time you drink it if you just mix it in water.
Yes.
And so, and it also could detoxify someone a little bit rapidly. And so, you know, is someone going to do that time and time again? Maybe not. But this, because it tastes good, you know, just like our cherry juice, you don't have a hard time getting people to use Apothecary. I mean, it tastes fine, and it's you know, it's fun. And so that's the secret, is I think we finally have found the formula of realizing that it's imperative that we make products taste good. And once, and here's the real, I think this is so exciting, Joel. Once people start experiencing better health and they start experiencing what real food tastes like, they're less inclined to want to eat the junk anymore because it doesn't make them feel good. You know, it makes their mouth feel good for a split second, but after that, it's downhill.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I just want to just comment on that for a sec. That is so true, because as soon as we have even people using over the last couple of years, I noticed a lot with our products, you know, once they start feeling a little healthier and a little better and, they're, you know, things start to change a little bit, they're prone to really stick to a better diet and not go back to the bad things, because they know the sublingual, the question, you know, the thing, the you know, current basically goes to their brain and says, you know, if we start eating that garbage again, we're going to feel bad again.
Exactly.
And that's what's coming through. So this is, as a transitional piece, it's an amazing, amazing thing. Just doing the love with new people that never even, you know, took superfoods before, they'll start taking something like this for a first time. One of our great members will introduce it to, you know, a brother-in-law, a friend, a sister, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, anyone, you know, a coworker, a boss that has never had, like, foods like this before. They come into the company, you know, using the product, feeling better. All of a sudden they say to themselves, wait a minute, instead of going to McDonald's today, maybe I'll just go to Whole Foods and get a salad, or, you know, get a, you know, go off their hot bar, their organic hot bar, because they're already feeling good. Why spoil, you know, why spoil the game, you know? So,
well, right, and like, and I, you know, and I've told the same story, but I'll repeat it because it's really worth it, is that, you know, when I was in college, you know, my girlfriend at the time called me and said, you know, I just got a box of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, yeah.
You want some? You know, and I walked a mile and a half to her house, not to see her, but to get those donuts.
Right.
And today, if you put one of those donuts in front of my face, I mean, I couldn't eat it. I mean, to me, it's just disgusting, nauseating looking.
Yeah,
and that's only because it's been, you know, 30 years since I, you know, did something like that. And so that's really what we're after, is getting people to have an experience that they're willing to stick with. You know, one of the things that has been a challenge, I can tell you this, that's interesting, is that one of the biggest problems that happens sometimes is people will start using a product and they'll start getting results, but they're subtle results. And it's improvement. And a good example of this is the product that we have called Joint Flex. It's miraculous what it can do for people's joints, myself included. But the problem that happens, and I've talked to several people who have taken it for, you know, say 2 or 3 months, and then, you know, it's like they forget to take it because their symptoms actually started getting better. You know, their stiffness went away, and it's like out of sight, out of mind. Okay, so they stop taking it, and then 3 months after that, they call again and say, well, you know, I can't figure out why these symptoms have come back. And I said, well, are you still taking the Joint Flex? Oh, no, you know, I haven't taken it for about 2 months. I said, well, you got to realize that this is just food. This isn't a drug. And the older you get, the more you need this kind of food. Whereas with the love gives more of a, at least I've talked to several people who have never had a product like this. And it's not that subtle, because it's like putting rocket fuel in your body. You feel so much different all of a sudden.
Yes.
If you're used to eating McDonald's and Subway, and someone gives you a sample of this and you try it, and it, you know, and you feel the energy from it, it's a real phenomenon. And so that's another big advantage of this in terms of going out there and feeling confident that you can tell other people about it, because it really is it's a product that can deliver results. Now, somebody who's already, you know, been a vegetarian or a vegan, who juices and, you know, eats, you know, raw foods a lot and all that, you give them a product like this, they're going to like it, but it's not going to be as dramatic as somebody who, you know, has been eating, you know, even Boston chicken or whatever. It's like you need to introduce this product to people who are not used to eating superfoods. But people at the same time, those same people would be hard-pressed to get them to use a product like kamut or barley juice every day. Whereas this is tasty, and it's power-packed, and, you know, it's, I mean, price-wise, you can't beat it. You know, for a member, $2.50 a serving, is you can't buy a Starbucks for that.
Right.
So it's a great combination for making yourself a lot of friends. I think that's the coolest part, and I know we're working on trying to have some type of, you know, container so that, you know, a month's supply can be all like in one thing. And it's a little tough because obviously this is
a lot of product.
Yeah, and you look at the ingredient list and you realize, in fact, some of the ingredients in here are things that people have never, not only have never tasted, but they didn't even know what they were.
How about the organic brown teff?
Exactly. A lot of people. Now, we've been using teff for years, and it's a wonderful grain, but man, it's real tiny and it's hard to work with.
Yeah.
But just like dark buckwheat, I mean, dark buckwheat is not real common, but it's very power packed. And, you know, the mushrooms have become more popular recently, but you're not going to find tremella mushroom very often. Cordyceps are pretty common, and we have that in a couple other products. Shiitake, people know about. Turkey tail is not real popular. You know, so in other words, this product has things in it that a lot of people forget have tasted. They haven't even heard of.
You might want to mention the maitake mushroom that has a significant source of vitamin D.
Yep. Maitake is very good for the vitamin D. Of course, you people in Florida don't need that, but, you know,
right.
The rest of the world definitely does. And also, you know, I'm so happy that we finally put maca in a product because I have been a fan of maca for many, many years. And Dave was always a little bit leery because there's so many macas out there. But the reality is maca is not the kind of product that people will use every day because, it's an acquired taste. I mean, I like it. My wife likes it. But when it's blended in this, it's super. And, I mean, there is probably very few nutrient-dense foods on planet Earth that have the power of maca.
Right.
Now, that leads me to one other point that I want to make, is when you first take this Love product, because it has so many new things in it, I would strongly recommend don't take 4 or even 2 scoops. Take 1/4 of a scoop. You can mix it any way you want, but let your body get used to that and then go up to 1/2 scoop and 1 scoop and, you know, keep increasing. It's the way to introduce anything to yourself. I don't care what it is, because your body will do much better, especially if you're giving it things that it's never had before. So that can be very helpful. And it's also, you know, much easier for the body to digest it, and, you know, not provide any bloating or gas or anything else, which can happen if you just put humongous amounts of superfood in your stomach all at once. And so that's why it's good to go slow and, you know, work up to it. Several people, you know, did it exactly the opposite, and they took 4 scoops, you know, stuck it in some, I think one person put it in almond milk. And, I mean, their stomach felt like it was, you know, it was way too much. And so they said, well, I don't think I like this, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, do me a favor. Don't do it for a day. And then the day after today, take 1/2 scoop and put that in just water and drink that. And so now he's a happy camper, and he's up to doing 2 scoops. So, you know, I think that's important to let people know about, because obviously what we want to see happen is we'd like to get this in the hands of everyone we can, but more importantly than getting it in their hands, we want them to be able to use it every day. So we want them to have a good experience with it. And so those are some of the little tricks that can really help so that you have a good experience and you really feel the power of the product. So keep in mind that, you know, you don't necessarily go to a gas station and, you know, put rocket fuel in your Volkswagen all at once. You know, you got to go slow, and you got to change the spark plugs. And so that's sort of the same idea when you start putting superfoods in your body. Your body's going to love them, but let your body get used to it. So, you know, I think that's good advice.
Fantastic. Do you want to mention something about the calories? I mean, such a low-calorie, super nutrient-dense food. I mean, I'm explaining to my people that just doing this once a day, you would save your body from over, you know, intake of over a million calories in 1 year.
Oh, yeah. It's phenomenal.
By doing this once a day and eliminating one meal of about 3,000 calories per day over 365 days for the year, you would take in, think about this, a million calories less.
Yeah. And on that subject, Joel, and that's a real good point, my feeling is if you're going to use this as a meal replacement, use it as a meal replacement for your last meal of the day. You know, in other words, eat breakfast. Eat a decent breakfast, you know, as much raw food as you can. Have a big salad for lunch, and then use this for dinner. Or if you're really on a weight loss regime, you know, you can have breakfast and then use this twice. There's lots of different ways to go about it. But the point is that because it's low calorie and high nutrient, it's going to be digested easily and quickly. So even if you have it at 6 o'clock at night, it's not going to be laying in your stomach for 6 hours like a T-bone steak would.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to mention real quick, Doctor, is that price point, you know, we're in a tough economy right now with the recession still going on and people in trouble money-wise, and they're like, it's really hard for someone, you know, to approach someone and, you know, introduce something like this, and they'll say to you right away, well, I just can't afford it. Well, yeah, really, you can't afford it? Look at the fact, if you did this once a day, as one meal a day, and the average person spends at least $12 to $15 on one meal, whether it be breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Oh,
so
exactly.
If you eliminated one meal out, so if you add in the cost of the product, after buying the product, you would have about $300 extra dollars in your pocket each month, because you just take, very simply, you know, say a meal is $13, you eliminate the $3 of the super meal, which is the love, you have $10 left that you would have spent on that meal. You times that 10 by 30 days, just approximately, just a round estimate, that's $300 that you're saving that you're not spending on that meal.
Well, you know, not only that, Joel, but let's even take it more
cool
down
that.
Another step is that, you know, even if you make your own food at home, I mean, it's pretty
still
difficult
expensive.
To eat for less than $3 or $4 or $5.
Right. But pretty much every person I speak to, they're eating out at least once or twice a day. They're
buying exactly.
So then you add up the ante, and you do it twice a day. So that's two meals that you didn't eat out. That would be $600 back in your pocket.
Right. And keep in mind, like
every
we've
month.
Been talking,
every
you
month.
Can make them different. But you could do it twice a day, but do it differently. You know, have it once with, you know, coconut water, have it another time with almond milk. And so it's like having two different things.
Right. You never get sick of it. You could always change the sauce on our entree.
Change the sauce. Exactly. Well, Joel, we are just about out of time, and we do like to keep to our word of keeping it to a half an hour, which I think is very important. And so I really am very grateful that we've had so many people on the call, and I'm grateful that you joined us, Joel. And
anytime.
I do want to remind everyone that in 2 weeks, which will be the 30th, the fourth Wednesday, the call is going to be focusing on pain, because that is a very, very common question that comes in. And there are ways that we can deal with pain, not only through our products, but, you know, just some common sense things that we are a pain society. I mean, you go to, it's incredible the amount of pain medicine that is being sold. And you go to a hospital and all they care about is keeping your pain down, even though they know slows down the healing.
Yeah, I mean, here in Florida, you know, the kids carrying around in their pockets, teenagers have it in their pockets. It's like, you know.
I know. It's funny. Crazy.
It's a big, big deal down here.
Yep. So that's what the subject's going to be in 2 weeks, so we hope you all join us.
Thanks, Dr. Mike. It's been great.
Well, thank you, Joel.
Good
and
job.
Listen,
no
God
problem.
Bless everyone. And remember, you can call me anytime, email me anytime, and we're here to help you.
Thank you. Good night,
bye
everyone.
For
Thanks
now.
For joining us.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Spread the love.